For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Both sides of the political aisle are looking ahead to midterm elections, fired up over Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court. On ABC's This Week, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, insists that President Trump has not mocked the Kavanaugh accuser, Christine Blasey Ford.
The White House and the entire process, the Senate Judiciary Committee, the president, all of us were very respectful to Dr. Ford in saying, let her be heard, don't ignore her, don't insult her. And we did hear her.
Senator Mazie Hirono, also on ABC's This Week, still insists that the FBI investigation was incomplete.
Everyone knows that when you just interview a small number of people and not the dozens of others who wanted to be interviewed by the FBI, that is a sham.
Brett Kavanaugh, sworn in and now officially a U.S. Supreme Court Justice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News Sunday the drama and allegations the Supreme Court nominee faced is an inspiration to campaign against Democrats.
I'm going to go throughout this country and let people in these red states where Trump won know what I think about this process.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Seoul, South Korea, following his fourth visit to North Korea. Pompeo tweeted that he had met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and they're making progress on agreements made at last summer's Singapore summit between Kim and President Trump. In Seoul, Pompeo thanked South Korea's prime minister for their help in working towards getting the North to abandon its nuclear weapons program.
And I also want to express President Trump's personal appreciation for all the work that you and your team have put in making get to this point, that summit that you held.
A prominent Saudi journalist went missing last week after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul for marriage documents. Turkish authorities believe he was killed inside for being a prominent critic of the Gulf Kingdom's rulers. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some Harvard researchers say temperatures would rise if America adds more wind power to its energy mix. More from Chris Barnes.
It's seen as a clean, renewable form of energy that does not emit the gases that are blamed for global warming. But the study finds, with an increase in the use of wind-generated electricity, there would be a warming effect of its own. They say adding a significant number of wind turbines could warm the nation because of how the spinning blades disturb the layers of warm and cold air in the atmosphere. A co-author of the study says any big energy system has an environmental impact. However, the researchers do say greenhouse gas emissions are a much bigger threat globally, and they explain the warming caused by the turbines is temporary and stops when the blades aren't turning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Habib Nurmagomedov spoke to the media after defeating Conor McGregor by submission in the fourth round of their lightweight title fight at UFC 229. After the fight, chaos ensued when Nurmagomedov left the octagon to attack a member of McGregor's team. Nurmagomedov talked about McGregor's past transgressions against him.
I don't understand how people can talk about I jump on the cage, you know. What about he talk about my religion, he talk about my country, he talk about my father. He come to Brooklyn and he broke bus, he almost killed a couple people. What about this?
UFC president Dana White tells ESPN he's withholding Habib's check because of the incident. For USA Radio News,